T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
.942 now, 18 before 10, and Newell Norman. Of course, another word coming up for you in about 17 minutes in a $1,000 Odyssey Nationwide Cash Contest. It is Flag Day, June 14th, so please respectfully display the American flag today, but those hurricane flags, I don't think we want to see those at all. Peyton Malone joins us now, your local weather expert with WWL-TV. Hey, Peyton, how you?
Hey, pretty good. You know, it's hot, but not flying the hurricane flag right now.
No, we don't want any of that at all.
No.
They should have a heat flag that they fly, and everybody gets the day off.
Oh, we'd be off for, what, about 6 months out of the year?
Pretty much, yeah. You see where I'm going with that. You see, you're thinking ahead, Peyton. Let's talk about what's going on. I guess we'll start with the tropical disturbance. Is that what you call it in the Gulf of Bay of Campeche, Gulf of Mexico? Where is it exactly?
It's technically the Gulf of Mexico. Yeah, it's just the far southwestern part of the Gulf. It's almost right off the coast of Mexico, really. So it's way on down there. But yeah, it's a tropical disturbance, tropical wave, invest, whatever you want to call it. Not terribly organized. It's just a bunch of showers and storms right now. But the Hurricane Center is still giving it, you know, about a 60% chance of development now. And that's been creeping up. So that'll likely continue to go up as we get in towards the probably the middle of the work week is what it's looking like.
Development into what?
A cyclone. So it would start out as a depression, and, you know, it could become a storm after that. So just kind of the baby steps to get there. But definitely a depression looks possible, and then maybe a storm if it continues to organize more.
Now, I know what they do is hard, and it's not easy work, but it seems as though giving a projection of between Texas and Florida, that it seems like just about anybody could do that. At what point does it get? Go ahead.
No, yeah. So, and we don't have a forecast cone out right now. It's basically there's no low level circulation that's formed right now. So, for models to do a really good job with these things, and for forecasters to do a good job, you need that low-level circulation to come together, and that's going to take time in this case, and that probably won't happen for a couple more days. So we know generally, whatever it may be, whether it's just an area of storms or if it's a depression or if it's a tropical storm, it's going to tend to drift to the north by the end of this work week, and that would aim it at the northern Gulf Coast. But then you have to also think, well, what's the structure of this storm going to be? Yes, if the storm, let's say it's a storm and it makes landfall in Texas, but it's a really lopsided storm, that means, you know, most of the impacts would be over here, even though it's heading towards Texas. So it's all these little minor things that, that's why the forecast is pretty vague right now, in a sense. We're not trying to get too fine into the details just because we don't know right now.
So given the temperatures in the Gulf of Mexico, et cetera, what realistically are we looking at? Some rain this weekend?
Yeah, so, you know, the Gulf temperatures, those are really never an issue this time of year. I mean, the Gulf's always warm from May to November. The Gulf is prime for a hurricane. But you got to have all the other things. You got to have lack of wind shear. You can't have really dry air. It does look like there's going to be some dry air around and some shear. So the setup looks pretty typical of a June system. I mean, think of Cristobal last year. That made landfall here, but all the heavy rainfall was off towards Pensacola and Panama City. So this could be a similar setup to where if you're east of that center, wherever, if it forms, if you're east of it, you could pick up some pretty heavy rain this weekend. That is definitely a possibility. We're just going to have to wait and see, you know, where it forms and ultimately where it goes.
Can you remember these storms, the names, Peyton, and which one does what, honestly?
Yeah, I mean the most significant ones, and even the minor ones here and there. But I don't know. It's funny. You just kind of remember. It's like an encyclopedia, I guess. You kind of store it in your brain.
Yeah, because I gotta work for these damn things, and I don't even remember them.
Yeah,
I can't.
Well,
I don't. They all run together, you know.
They do. And you remember obviously the big ones, you know, Katrina, Isaac, Gustav.
Oh, yeah.
But it's all these minor ones in between. But Cristobal was just the most recent. I mean, it was last year. So.
And Zeta, right?
And
Category
Zeta,
3
yeah.
passed right over my home in Belchase. So for people that are wondering about weekend plans, et cetera, I know it's early. I know you don't just like to guess, but maybe a rainy weekend. I mean, that's all. This thing's not going to develop into anything serious that we have to worry about at all, right, other than some rain.
Well, I hate to – but I also hate to say that too because, you know, tropical storms can be notorious for just – awful flooding, and especially around here, it's just you don't want to see, you know, we don't ever want people to panic, and there's no reason to panic because there's nothing you can do about it. But there is a potential that someone along the northern Gulf Coast gets some pretty heavy rainfall this weekend. We'll know before this weekend before who's going to get it, but probably not until Wednesday or Thursday. It's not going to become, you know, clearer basically. So yes, go about your week, but be thinking, you know, this weekend, maybe even as early as Friday, that we could see some heavy rainfall across the region.
But that would be it, heavy rain, not any kind
right.
of...
Right. Well, yeah, you're talking heavy rain, that can cause significant problems.
No, no, but, I understand that. I'm just saying in terms of this wouldn't be any kind of wind event or anything.
Right, it's not. I mean, it wouldn't likely be, no. But you're also going to remember, you know, surge, it depends. It's not going to be crazy surge, but if you live in those low-lying spots, you know, in St. Bernard or Plaquemines or down in any of the lower bayou parishes or going over to the coast, it doesn't take much to get, you know, water coming up and you get some nuisance surge flooding. So that's just something that we'll have to follow too, but that also depends on where's this track, you know.
Yeah, this conversation is not going, you know, as I planted, Peyton. I was hoping, you know, you're going to say, don't worry about anything. Everything's going to be fine. Play golf
hopefully
this
that's the case, yeah.
Tell me about this thing off the coast of North Carolina. Effect on the United States at all?
Right. It's going to cause some big waves over there in the Carolinas. But it's actually, it's Tropical Depression 2 now as of right when we first started talking. It's forecast to become Bill maybe later today, Tropical Storm Bill, and it's going to head out to sea, and it should dissipate probably by Wednesday or so. So not going to be long-lived. But it's just a reminder that, you know, we could possibly have Bill later this afternoon. The average date of the second-named storm, the B-storm, is usually around the middle of July. So a little ahead of schedule with this one.
There's no doubt these things are kind of starting earlier, right?
Yeah, well, it goes back to with the detection, you know. Our meteorology, whether people believe it or not, is way better than it used to be. And meteorologists are way better than they used to. I mean, we just have so many more tools now. Mm-hmm. And we have satellites, you know, we can detect these things. Whereas back even 20, 30 years ago, these very minor things could go unnoticed. And even back, you know, going back to the 60s and 50s, of course, before satellite era, we didn't see these things. So it's just better detection for the most part.
All right, and finally, off the coast of Africa, what we got going on there?
Yeah, it's actually a giant tropical wave. I mean, a big one coming off the coast. It's not going to be an issue anytime soon, and it probably, you know, it may have a brief period over the next couple of days to do something, but beyond that, probably not going to do anything. And
it seems
there's no long-term things with that one.
It seems like we get into this pattern sometimes where they take that turn, you know, up toward the Atlantic. Is there anything in place that this year that'll kind of like cause that to happen?
The steering currents. Yeah, it all has to do with that. Usually it has to do with that Bermuda high. So it's the big area of high pressure that sets up over the Atlantic. And that's what steers these storms. So a stronger Bermuda high is going to steer more stuff to the west, to the Gulf, and up in our direction. If it's a little bit weaker, you know, it could be a Florida season. If it's even weaker, it may be an East Coast season. And it's hard to pinpoint that down, you know. You're talking months in advance, but it just depends. Like last year was a Louisiana season. 04, that was a Florida season. You know, they had all their storms in 04. So
there is a meteorological reason for it, and it is the Bermuda High.
Yeah, for the most part, it has to do with the strength of that high. And there's a lot of other little factors, but that's the main one. That's that main steering feature that steers everything out of Africa, across the Atlantic, and then up either the East Coast or into the Gulf. It all has to do with that high pressure setup.
I learned something new today, Peyton. Oh, thank you. Appreciate your time.
You bet.
Have a good day. All right. 9:51 coming up. Another code word, $1,000 nationwide cash. And we'll find out what Newell Norman's got planned for us today here on WWL.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with autopay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without autopay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.